Esto es Tejiendo Identidades. Soy Nadia Álvarez Mejía, doctora en educación, apasionada en las culturas y conductora de este programa.
Could you introduce yourself?
So my name is Alain-Philippe Durand, or I go by AP. I am the Dean of the College of Humanities at the University of Arizona, and I'm also a professor of French.
AP, what brought you to Tucson?
I worked and lived on the East Coast in the state of Rhode Island. I was a professor at the University of Rhode Island. That was my first job after graduate school. And there was a search that the University of Arizona conducted for a new director for the School of International Languages, Literatures and Cultures at the College of Humanities. That sounded very interesting to me, even though I had never been to Tucson or Arizona before. And so I applied for the job, and I was lucky to be selected and to get it.
How do you describe your identity?
As a dual identity, for sure, if not more, and it's changing all the time. Probably initially, I'm originally from France. I was born and raised in France. I moved to America when I was in my 20 years old. So I have lived longer now in the United States than in France. I'm still both. Part of me is French. Part of me is American, and part of me is something else that is on the move and is often hard to describe. And I think. I think that people who have similar background from different areas will understand what I mean, and in the sense that, you know, in the United States, I still feel to this day that, you know, I'm different. But when I'm in France, and I'm lucky to be able to go back there often, I also can feel, you know, that it's not the same that when I was a kid and growing up there. You know, it's a different experience as well. So I always feel kind of like I am in between. And because of that duality, my identity is multiple in the sense of languages, cultures, experiences, and on the move.
Could you explain more about how your identity integrates into the Tucson community?
I love Tucson. From the moment I arrived here, I really liked it. I think that the first thing I noticed when I came to Tucson that is definitely connected to my identity is that many people in Tucson also come from somewhere else. And there are a lot of people who have a different interest as well. For instance, in my work, you know, I am somebody who is really interested in interdisciplinary studies or multilingualism, intercultural topics. And the city of Tucson, the Tucson area, is really a place where all of those things are happening. I mean, the fact that Tucson also, of course, has a large university plays a big part. But in the city itself, I mean, there are many type of different things that you can try. The city I'm originally from is Marseille in France. It's on the Mediterranean coast, except for the fact that there is no sea in Tucson. Marseille is also a place where people come from many different areas historically, you know, throughout the history. It's also, like Tucson, a place with a long history. Generations after generation of people coming from many different areas. This rich multicultural aspect to it that is a result of those years and years and centuries and thousands of years of different people crossing paths. In Marseille, we always say, when somebody say, you know, I am a true 100% Marseillian, identity Marseillian, you know, people always make a joke of that because they say, well, there is not such a thing. You know, if you are a Marseillian, that means that you probably have some origins from all over. Kind of similar in Tucson.
Thank you so much, AP, for accepting our invitation.
Thank you very much for having me.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Álvarez. Production and editing, Gwendolyn Hernandez, DJ Nenny G. Follow us on social media using the handle TucsonID.